We now welcome back on a special guest, the Waupun Warriors head coach, Adrian Harmson. Coach, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
I was lucky enough to talk to you in the preseason, and you were sounding the alarm bells. You said this was not the old Waupun. You said you felt this program was going to take a big step forward. This Warriors team has already won the most games since 2007. What is it about this group that made you feel so sure early on that they were going to be different from past Warrior teams?
Yeah, it really comes down to our seniors and them leading by example, leading the way for our juniors, our sophomores, and our freshmen. We have a great group of guys that really put in the time in the off season and really committed to football and just being athletes. So I'd like to give a big go to our seniors for all the work that they've done so far this year.
And last year, as a sophomore, Chase Beam led your conference in passing. He's having another monster season and is on pace to actually eclipse those numbers from last year. What can you say about the growth of your quarterback from last fall to now?
Yeah, you know, Chase Beam has made, you know, leaps and bounds from last year. He's definitely put in the work in the off season, and he's got a great group of guys with him. You know, at the receiving core, he has a lot of tools to really use at his disposal. And then he's got a line that's really been helping him out, a little bit younger line there. But we got some guys that are willing to step and, you know, to make our whole offense productive.
We've seen Landon DeGroff take a huge step forward this year as well as a disruptor defensively. 5 sacks, 8 tackles for loss already. Can you speak on what this senior has meant for your Warriors team?
Yeah, DeGroff. He is definitely a kid that brings the intensity for us on defense. So for him at practice, you know, he is a high-energy kid and who's willing to do some of the more physically demanding things to get our team where we need to be. And he really leads, you know, being that senior, he really leads that group, especially that D-line, and kind of showing by example what they need to do on the defensive side of the ball.
You mentioned to me in the preseason, with the number of kids you had coming out this summer, you were actually going to be able to field a JV team on top of varsity. How important has it been to get some of your younger guys valuable reps in and out of games?
Yeah, for us, you know, at practice, we're finally able to have 2-stepper practices, which for us is a huge step from last year. It's getting just that many more reps for our young kids. Our freshman team, we got a big freshman group here, so it's amazing that we're able to actually have their own practice as well as games. Our JV team right now, you know, they've been undefeated. They've been crushing it on JV, so we're just hoping and looking at, you know, over the next couple of years, we keep that energy going for years to come.
With 4 conference games remaining, what do you want to see your team hone in on and improve on down the stretch?
Yeah, for us, it's got to be the details. We're always focusing on this week being 1-0. Winning the reps, winning the day, you know, winning the week. So for us, our big thing this week going up against Nakusa is we got to come out flying. We've noticed some of the things that we're struggling with. And, you know, one of those things that we need to focus on is really coming out of the game. We're coming out swinging. So we are a little flat against Adam's friendship. And so this week for us, it's, you know, how can we come out of the game ready and prepared and ready to go right away on the first snap of the ball.
Who is someone who may not jump out to us on the box scores, but who has been pivotal to this team's success this year?
Yeah, someone who's probably not jumping out right now a whole lot. But looking at our offense right now, Emmett Hull, he's been a consistent guy that's been running reps for us. Kid and Del Ponte, you know, just last Friday, he had his first touchdown, but he's been given the reps. He's getting reps on offense there, and then both of our running backs, really. You know, we are a little bit more of a pass-heavy team, but we have 2 great seniors that are really good at just pounding the ball and getting us the yards that we need. And then, yeah, you know, looking at defensive-wise, Kyler Sanders, he's one of our outside linebackers. The stats may not be showing it, but he's a really sound guy on defense and really makes sure that, you know, we are where we need to be and keeping our defense intact.
The Waupun Warriors travel to Nakusa this Friday at 7 p.m. as they try to get to 5-1 on the year. Thank you so much, Coach, for joining me, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.